Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Last week, the world acknowledged the commemoration of the Holocaust Remembrance Day. We will never forget, and as the Jewish people say, never again. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, not only the President of the United States, but the Vice President have taken a very strong stand on the commemoration of the Holocaust Remembrance Day. President Donald Trump issued a statement regarding the Holocaust, and Vice President Pence actually appeared in Israel at the Yad Vashem Museum and in Jerusalem and other places, meeting with high-level officials on the actual time where people from around the world, leaders and prime ministers and even kings, actually visited Israel in commemoration of the Holocaust Remembrance Day. Matt, this is a solemn time, and as the Jews ultimately say today and after the Holocaust, they have two words, obviously, never again. They never want to have this happen, and neither do we, what happened to the Jewish people and others during the Nazi regime.
And yet, even today, anti-Semitism is on the rise around the world, right here in the United States, in Europe, and elsewhere around the world. And, you know, we see in New York, we see in these random, hate crimes where Orthodox Jews are being attacked and beaten and robbed, and you see them on video. And there are those, you know, that are responsible, those in, I believe, that are at least partly responsible for this in our government. There are people like Congresswoman, Omar and others that are pushing this BDS movement, the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement, which is at its core is just pure anti-Semitism. There are Holocaust deniers still today that try to minimize the Holocaust. And you can't help but think of those images in the films of the American troops marching the Jewish people through Auschwitz and elsewhere to view the horror that they laid down, the German people laid down and allowed the Nazi government to this genocide that they allowed them to commit, and people, you know, vomiting and holding their nose and people in tears and realizing the weight of what they had allowed to happen. And so those words, never again, are meaningful, are powerful. And yet the tension, the anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic hatred continues to rage on today and gain steam.
You know, it is so important that we remember this, that we keep this on the forefront. You know, this year happens to be the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp. On January 27th, 1945, Soviet forces liberated Auschwitz and found only about 6,000 prisoners alive, but yet they found 800,000 women's outfits, hundreds of thousands of men's suits, and more than 14,000 pounds of human hair.
And that's just at one concentration camp.
One location. I mean,
they were all over the place. I have had the opportunity to speak to and have these individuals speak to some of our groups that we take to Israel. One who was at Auschwitz and Birkenau, and he has the tattoo on the forearm. If you're at Auschwitz, that's where you get the tattoo. So if you see anybody that has that tattoo on their forearm, on their left forearm, that person has been to Auschwitz. There were other concentration camps.
Usually a long
as well.
A long number.
And every day and every night, they had to stand in line, and these people remember that, the survivors. It's a horrible thing. They had to stand in line for a long time, rain, cold, hot. They were counted in the morning. They had to call off their number, and they were counted in the evening as well, and that number was riveted in their mind. And those that survived, that was one of the things that they just hated the most among so many other things that they experienced, which we can't even begin to imagine. One of the gas chambers that I posted a picture of on my Facebook, some of our other ministry Facebooks, shows scratch marks on the inside. And this is where the Jews were put in there, and they were gassed, and they were scratching these concrete walls, and the scratch marks of their fingernails are still embedded into that wall. It's unbelievable. How did all this happen? It ultimately is rooted in the ideology of neo-Darwinism, social evolution, where you have this idea of first, evolution being in existence, and secondly, that you evolve a more superhuman human race. And so when you combine those two, that you just evolve a better human race, you begin to eliminate those categories of people that you think are less desirable. And that's what Hitler's ideology was. That's what Planned Parenthood's ideology was and is. It's a eugenics movement, and it's based on social Darwinianism. We must never let this happen again. And as you said, Matt, this anti-Semitism is on college campuses. It's in different places around the world. And one of the things that I ask oftentimes when we have some survivors of the Holocaust speak to our groups in Israel, they say that they fear that in the world we are living in around the 1930s equivalent. Mm-hmm. And what do they mean by that? They mean that that was pre-Holocaust, but it was the laying of the groundwork to dehumanize the Jewish people by virtue of the stigmatism, the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, the efforts of the Palestinian Authority to literally wipe out the Jews, Hamas to wipe out the Jews. We're living at that time. And one thing I want to encourage you, there's a video. It's called Sing a Little Louder. It's actually on the Covenant Journey website under resources if you want to get it. You can watch it. It's only about 10, 12 minutes.
True story, isn't it?
It's a true story about a church that was situated right beside the railroad track. And the people, the Jews, were being transported past the church in the morning during their services to go to concentration camps, and they would hear the screams of the people on board.
The train cars.
But, you know, it interfered with their church service. They didn't want to listen to that screaming of the people, and they wanted to tune it out. So what they do, they actually sang louder so that the sound of their voice
would try to drown
drown out the screams of the people going to these concentration camps. And they just went about their daily business. So they went home, had dinner with their families, and put it out of their minds. And, you know, people, we can't do that. You know, as believers, we believe that God created every human being in his image. And we must not just sing a little louder to drown out the cacophony of bad things that are happening around us. We must engage.
Yeah, and you mentioned that this anti-Semitism is rooted in neo-Darwinism. It is, and eugenics. Don't forget, Hitler was a huge fan. He wrote as much of Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, and also, as I mentioned in an earlier Faith and Freedom, the original title of Darwin's Origin of the Species was of Origin of the Species by Means of Natural Selection or the Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. Well, what are the favored races? Well, the Germans saw that as the Aryan German race. Who were the disfavored races? Well, the scapegoats here, those to be dehumanized, were the Jewish people. And it has been like that. Here's what's amazing. For thousands upon thousands of years, and the Bible talks about this, that they would be scattered around the world, that they would be persecuted. And yet this tiny group of people that has grown and shrunk in size over the millennia still to this day perseveres against all the odds. You know, the Roman Empire is gone. The Jewish nation, Israel, is alive, well, and strong.
And you look what's happening today on our watch, whether it's anti-Semitism or abortion, this is happening on our watch. That's why the church must realize silence is not an option. We must be the light that Christ has called us to be.
Yeah, never again. Never forget and never again. And, you know, the amazing thing is that this Bible talks about kings and leaders from around the world coming to Israel once they come back to the land. And that's exactly what happened, of leaders from around the world coming to Israel, including the Vice President of the United States, to stand with Israel against anti-Semitism and to remember the liberation of the Jewish people and others from these concentration camps in Auschwitz and the fall of the Nazi Empire. We must stand together. These are historic times. It's amazing the times in which we live. Don't ever get discouraged. God put you here for this moment for a reason. And it's not to sing a little louder and drown out, whether it's the Holocaust, the anti-Semitism, abortion, or whatever it is that is attacking and threatening our country and our values or the world. It's to actually make a difference, and that's why you have been birthed at this moment in history. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.